This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. It's another hot day across Colorado. The National Weather Service has issued a heat advisory for the metro area. Denver is expected to be near 100 today and tomorrow, and the city has opened cooling shelters at local rec centers to help residents beat the heat. Highs in Pueblo, Grand Junction, and on the Eastern Plains will be above 100 degrees through Saturday. Colorado is pausing second doses of monkeypox vaccines due to a national shortage. CPR's Matt Bloom reports.
The state's health department previously told patients at clinics they would need to return for a second dose in 4 weeks. But low supply and high demand have forced officials to shift their strategy. They now say they're saving vaccines to be sure at-risk Coloradans can get a first dose. Officials say one shot is enough to protect against the disease, and it'll help free up supply. Colorado has confirmed 29 cases of the disease so far, a big increase from last month, but the risk to the general public remains low for now. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters turned herself into the Pitkin County Jail last night after allegedly breaching her bond for the second time in 2 weeks. The Pitkin County Sheriff's Office says Peters paid a $1,000 bond and was released in about an hour. She's accused of contacting other Mesa County election workers, which violates a restraining order she's under while facing charges for allegedly tampering with election equipment. A separate arrest warrant was issued last week after Peters left the state without permission. A judge canceled that order. This is CPR News and KRCC.